Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And the Patriots take the knee and will now take the journey to Indianapolis. They're heading to Super Bowl 46.
Oh, yes, they are, to battle the New York Giants. But sports fans here in Boston may not be able to follow them on TV if they subscribe to DirecTV, which I do. Sunbeam Television, which owns the local NBC affiliate here, has failed to come to an agreement with DirecTV over retransmission rights. These are the fees that cable and satellite providers pay to companies like Sunbeam to air their local affiliates. So that means that if you tune to Channel 7 here in Boston, you get a sign saying, in effect, this is Channel 7's fault. In Miami, viewers missed out on the Golden Globes. In Corpus Christi, Texas, a dispute with Time Warner blacked out NBC, Telemundo, and the CW. Last year, more than 30 markets had blackouts. Alex Sherman of Bloomberg News joins us. Alex, members of Congress, we know, are urging these groups to come into agreement. My carrier, as I said, if you tune to the channel, there's a sign there. They imply that it's the channel's fault. If you go to Channel 7's website, they say it's DirecTV's fault. You know, just broadly, what's at the root of this fight cross-country?
Well, like almost any problem in these aspects, the problem is money. This is a negotiation between a large pay TV provider and a company that owns a group of local networks. And the issue here is that the local networks want more money from DirecTV in this case, but it's happened to lots of large cable providers, Comcast, Time Warner Cable. They've all gone through this. And the issue here is based on a 1992 Cable Act that was passed that allows these local news channels to collect money from the large pay TV providers in order to sort of keep their operation going. But what's happened is these companies like Sunbeam have wanted more and more money as the years have gone by, and it started to really cut in to the bottom line of the larger pay TV providers, and they're sort of taking a stand and saying, no more, this is getting too expensive, so we're not going to carry your channel if you keep asking for so much money, and that's what's happening here.
And they seem to be using these big events as some sort of leverage, although we should say last week here in the Boston area, DirecTV relented and they let viewers watch the Giants game here on local television. But the FCC is expected to review the rules on the subject. A professor at Fordham University who's looked at all of this says, you know, local stations are getting much bigger fees. What do you think is going to happen?
It's a good question. You know, the FCC does want to take a look at this because if the fees just keep going up and up and up, there's going to be a problem, in essence. And the issue sort of revolves around just how important are local news stations. For example, these same types of disputes happen with your larger cable networks, too. For instance, in the New York area, we're seeing a dispute right now between Time Warner Cable and MSG, which carries the New York Knicks games, among other sporting events. The government maybe is less likely to get involved in something like that, which is just between two private companies, than in this issue, even though the companies are also private, there's sort of an inherent importance to broadcast news because there are various things like weather updates and school closings that a lot of people get from their local news carrier. And because of that, I think the government may be more likely to step in and say, you know what, we can't have Channel 7 in Boston go off the air for weeks at a time because there's, you know, what we'll lose those things to the consumers that subscribe to DirecTV. So we'll see what happens. You know, at this point, John Kerry has written a letter, and the question now is how does the FCC get involved? Do they say, you know what, you guys just can't keep forcing these increases, we need to put a percentage cap on it, or maybe they come up with another solution?
Alex Sherman of Bloomberg News on this battle over retransmission fees that's blacking out some stations, hopefully resolved by Super Bowl Sunday. Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you.